The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is about to perform what is arguably one of their most important producer surveys of the year. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks. Hurry in and find a great deal at the Ram Black Friday sales event. USDA's December Agricultural Production Survey is about to begin, and Joe Persacki with the National Ag Statistics Service tells us more next on Managing for Profit. Joe Persacki is Director of National Operations for the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. During trade talk at the recent NAFB convention in Kansas City, Persacki said there are a few producer surveys coming up that are important for helping farmers plan for 2019 and beyond.
Well, what we have is what's called a December APS, or Agricultural Production Survey, and it's going to start here at the end of November, run through about the 15th of December. There's about 81,000 to 82,000 farmers that are selected for that. And why it's important, that gets us this end of year acreage yield production and on-farm grain stocks. And, you know, kind of where are things right now? I know it gets us an idea of, you know, yield, what's going on. Yeah, we're doing our monthly yield surveys, but that's the final. So that's the final closing of the books for 2018.
A lot of people wonder, you know, how do you come up with these numbers? You gave us a pretty good description there, but the numbers change because you survey different people at different times, right?
Well, also, too, during the growing season, we're out in the field and we're looking at, you know, like projecting out what the yield will be for the crop. Well, things change. And then when you get to the actual end of the year, when the, you know, farmers are going through the field with their combines, they get an idea, hey, this is what it really was. Early on in the season, we're saying, okay, this is what it will be. So that's why the numbers change and conditions change throughout the year too.
And Persacki says farmers rely on those USDA reports, which often influence market prices. He tells Brownfield there are other important surveys beginning soon.
We got a hog survey we're getting ready to crank up. We got a floriculture survey we're getting ready to crank up. And then in January, there'll be what's called the Agricultural Resource Management Survey will come out. And it's a farm finance, get a pulse of what's going on in agriculture, you know, from a financial standpoint.
Persacki says their goal is to help the farmers, and he appreciates the feedback USDA gets from farmers during their surveys.
The producer's the lifeblood of what we do. We rely on them for the response to our surveys and things like that. And so, yeah, it's a relationship that we really like to keep going with the producers.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks. Winter is right around the corner, but it takes more than a little snow to slow down a Ram truck. Find the best deals of the season on the entire lineup of Ram trucks only during the Ram Black Friday sales event. And take this winter by storm.